If you were to grade your relationship with an adult son or daughter, would you give yourself an A+, a B, C, D, F, or a failure? Are you failing in that relationship? This is a really important thing. I know that as a parent myself and as a grandparent, we want to have and we really work on having a good relationship. And I've been blessed. I got great kids and grandkids. Sometimes I get too opinionated on things, but that's just who I am. But we got a great relationship. And so we're joining in this journey today to talk about the relationship with our adult sons and daughters, how we can manage that to be intentional. Intentional Living has one mission, and that is to help you and me and others to experience our life, in this case, to experience our parenting with our adult sons and daughters as God expected, as He intends. What is God's intention? Well, we hear some things in Scripture on this. It's very clear. Train up a child in the way he should go. That's important. When they're old, they won't depart from it. The Bible says that children are to obey their parents. Now, that means very clearly in Scripture, those who are still under the authority of mom and dad. If you're living at home and they're paying all the bills, you should listen to mom and dad. All right? I get the calls regularly. People say, well, my 30-year-old's still living at home and I'm paying all the bills, but they won't follow any of the rules. Hello. They're not 12 anymore. That's not the way it works. But it also says honor your mom and dad. That's what the role is when we think about adults. We have a responsibility to honor our moms and dads. And of course, we also have to, in our relationship with our adult son and daughter, respect the fact that they're now adults. Before we get to the calls, we've got some great calls ready to go. It's interesting. If the Pew Research Center says that the majority of young adults, 60%, say their relationship with their parents is excellent or very good. 31% of young adults say that they rely heavily on their parents for emotional support. It's interesting. About one third. I think that's good. I mean, that we should be a support there for our young people. Most young adults say they turn to their parents for advice at least sometimes on a range of topics from their career and finances to physical health. Relatively small share report frequent disagreements with their parents. In other words, there seems to be an opportunity to communicate in a positive way. And then one more stat here. Young adults regularly keep in touch with their parents. 61% say they text with their parents and 46% say they talk on the phone or video chat with them a few times a week, or maybe even every day. Of course, our daughter and three of our grandchildren and son-in-law are on the mission field, and we talk on a regular basis. We have FaceTime to hear what's going on until the part of the world they're in, the electricity goes out, and then we lose connection with them. And we got the family chat thing going on, which has really been interesting because you can share things going on in the family and pictures and so on. We didn't have that in the past. This kind of thing has been very helpful. So how about you? You can join us on our storyline, 888-888-1717. Mike is first in Arizona. Hi, Mike. How are you?
It's good morning. Very, very good.
Good.
Glad to be on the show.
Thank you. Tell me, what have you learned in your relationship with adult children?
Well, when our children were little, we had three boys and three girls. We sort of felt like the ideal family. And when we would go places, people would say, oh, aren't they adorable? And we just, soaked that up. But one time, we got a different reaction. Someone walked up and they said, little children, little problems. Big children, big problems. And I never forgot that and processed it as my children began to grow. But as I, was reading the Bible and clinging to the promise that was the one verse that struck me the most was Isaiah 54:13, where in the context God is talking about reminding the people that just like in the days of Noah, he promised he would never flood the earth again. So now he promises to do good to his people and to reestablish them. And in the context there, he makes that very specific reference to the next generations, the heritage of the Lord. which is to continue with his children.
How has this played out in your relationship with your kids? What kind of relationship do you have with your...
Because my children know that I'm a human being. I came from Adam, and I'm fallen. And as much as I seek and love the Lord, they know me because they live with me. You know, they know me better than anybody. So there's no hiding. So I even shared my testimony because I came out of a lot of broken mess. And my wife came from a very stable family. And she would often say, why do you tell them these things about yourself? And I say, well, they need to know, you know, that I can understand when they are, that go through these challenges, that I swam in these waters too, and by the grace of God, you know, made it to the shore. But anyway, yeah, it's just, without getting too metaphorical, it's just releasing them to him. In times, we lost two children, a 12 and a 13 year old, from my oldest son and my oldest daughter, within 2 weeks of each other, and I was in prison at the time. I couldn't even grieve with them. I, you know, have gone through terrible times. My youngest son, who the time I went to prison was 12, he's now, you know, he was 17 when I got out of prison. I really lost the best years of my life with him. And so now he's an adult. He's been gone from the house for almost 15 years on his own because there was nobody there. He left when I was gone. And he made his own career, and now I'm reconnecting with him. He invited me from Boston out to Arizona to start a business with him. He's started a taxi company called Turquoise Taxi. And when I wanted to find reference to this Bible verse that I was going to quote, I looked it up and I found it was in the same context where he talks about the foundations of the city of Israel and how he's going to restore them with lapis lazuli and with turquoise. And since I've been here, that's the name of my son's company, Turquoise Taxi. And I bought some of the native jewelry that's made with lapis lazuli and turquoise. And it's just, I didn't even know that when I read that verse as I was about to.
So let me ask you this, Mike. I got to move on. I got other callers, but how do you characterize your relationship with your adult children today? Is it good?
Wonderfully solid, restored, strong, deep in Christian faith.
All right, brother. That's what I wanted to hear. And you sound like you've been down a journey. You've been around the block a couple times, and staying in God's word, that was a theme that came through. Boy, you're a smart guy. You got a lot going on in there. You're thinking about things, and that's good. Keep it up. All right, Mike, thanks for your call. Let me go to Michelle in Michigan. Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What have you learned about your adult sons and daughters?
Well, we all make mistakes. We do. Our children do. And I think that when they do make mistakes, then there's a silence and then they make another one. But I think in between there needs to be a lot more praise. I don't care if it's, hey, thanks for doing the dishes or thanks for doing this or that. But I think that praise is a really big thing to add to the mix.
How old are your kids?
Oh, they are 32 and 28.
So you're still speaking encouragement into their life.
Oh, yes. I mean, I don't think that ever ends, truthfully, but they both have grown up to be very successful. One is a nurse and one is has a very good job in the Air Force. So, but I think that also helps with their emotional, you know, their emotions of how to handle things.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we talk about encouragement. That's the word we use here. I understand praise. But encouragement is coming alongside a son or daughter, no matter what age, and just saying, I'm proud of you. That was one thing. It just struck me. My dad was very good at that. He would always say how much he was proud of us. And proud of you, Randy, and proud, you know, that means a lot. Listen, we're just human beings. We don't have someone in our corner. I mean, even a boxer has someone in their corner when they're getting beat up, right? They can go back to the corner and someone who's going to kind of clean them up and encourage them a little bit and then send them back out into the battle to get beat some more, which is a whole nother issue. But having someone in your corner with you is such an important thing when it comes to our relationships. And mom and dad, that's something we can do. Good reminder. Michelle, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, when you do that, you're making a difference in someone's life. Someone here, someone in another city, somewhere around the world who might be listening to a podcast or streaming online or listening through one of the radio stations around the country, you're making a difference in someone's life. And I can't think of any better thing to do in life than impact someone for Christ. And you're helping do that. This is a part of Intentional Life Media, Family Life Radio, and Intentional Living under one umbrella with one goal, and that's to help you and those that you love and those that we love to experience life the way God intended. Your marriage, your family, your finance, your work, your health. What is God's intention? That's what we do in our teaching sessions. That's what we do online. That's what we do in our events. We just want you to experience life the way God intended. This is one area we're just touching, scratching the surface on how to experience life with your adult sons and daughters the way God intended. To be supportive, to be encouraging, to pray for them. These are the messages coming through. You do these things, it's going to make a difference. This is Intentional Living, and your support helps make it possible. If you're not a member, come and join us. We'll get you signed up so you get the code to get access to all the online teaching from our center here, including my teaching for the last couple of years on our monthly lessons. How do you do that? Just give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on that little donate icon, okay? Certainly love to hear from you. We're talking about adult sons and daughters, how to be intentional in that relationship. We go next to Ted in Michigan. Hi, Ted. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate your call. What have you learned about this?
Well, I feel it's very important to share at this time as a very authentic Christian that children are just like all other people, and the best way to deal with them is to very first thing is to bond with them when you come up with them to them.
Yeah.
When you walk up to any child of God, the first thing you do is do what they do. Be with them with what they're doing. Say what they're saying. And then when you've joined, you can speak to them about many things. But if you don't bond with them, you're talking at them. And this doesn't work.
No, you're right. You sound like a counselor, by the way.
I am not. I'm a Christian. I help my brothers and sisters whenever I can. I tell everyone, you need my help? I will help you because Jesus is with me.
Yeah, well, you mentioned
what
that.
Can
you,
I fail at?
You mentioned
I'm
that.
Sorry, I'm speaking over your. Service.
No, that's all right. You mentioned about joining with the kids and adults. I think that's true, because that's really a term we use when in counseling. Often, you want to join with a person, connect with them where they are. Hopefully, in some cases, especially in when you're trying to encourage someone, not to leave them where they are. In other words, you're joining to connect, to be able to say, "Hey, can I share with you?" In our case, we Intentional Living is really focusing on what is God's intention for your life, son or daughter? Have you really researched to find out what God's intention is? But I'll tell you what, Ted hit it out of the park with this. If you don't connect with them, if you don't have that, you know, people don't care. We've all heard this. People don't care what you say until they know that you care for them. That was my paraphrase.
You don't go up with detailed talk. It's in the moment. So you get in the moment with them.
Yeah.
And that's how you bond. That's it. It's a technique.
Well, you know, this, I mean, you're giving us the counseling 101 here, class. Ted, I know you didn't intend to, but it is when in counseling or working with people in ministry or whatever, just being a human being, coming in and saying you should do this and you ought to do that is counterproductive. Whenever you use that word you, there's an immediate sense of defensiveness. And whenever defensiveness goes up, it's hard to bring it down. So connecting with them in the moment where they are with what matters to them is critical. All right. Thank you, Ted. Got to move on. Appreciate it, my friend from Michigan. Let's go to Arizona. Maria, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. What have you learned on this topic?
So I have a 34-year-old and a 33-year-old, and they're both married. My husband and I have learned to pray, to bring them humbly before God every day, and to keep a humble spirit with our adult children. They're adults now. Yeah. We've released them. And so to pray for them, to bring them before God, and if they specifically are asking for a specific prayer, pray that. Otherwise, that their hearts would be drawn to God.
Yeah. What is it that you pray, if I could ask?
Absolutely. We pray for strength over their marriage. One child has two little girls and is expecting their third as a son. So praying that they would, God would give them wisdom in raising their children, but mostly to strengthen their walk with God and strengthen their marriage and to bless them, to just that God would bless their lives. Most importantly, I know where we are at in our lives. The most important thing is the relationship with God. When you walk with Him and do His will, then, you know, all other things, either whether they go right or wrong, are going to be, He's with you and He will carry you through it, whatever it is.
Let me ask, as a mom, when you're praying for your kids, now they're adult, how old are your children? You're
34 and 33.
Okay, they're not kids anymore. All right, as your young adults, how does it change you in your actual day-to-day relationship with them as a result of you making prayer a priority in that relationship?
Honestly, it's a humbling perspective. So as they make choices in their lives, whether they're good or bad, it makes me step back to say, why would they do that? And then if they're not asking my advice, I think of like, well, you know, I made some choices in my life that probably didn't agree with my parents, and to just support them in it. And so I'm truly learning to just keep my mouth quiet if I'm not asked my opinion. That's kind of one of the biggest things, but just to humbly realize, you know, we're all humans, and the relationship is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I'm blessed that neither one of them are, you know, dysfunctional at this point, thanking God. We could, you know, tomorrow's another day, but thanking God that they're not dysfunctional. They're, productive human beings, and they are good human beings, and, they, you know, pay their bills and they work and they're responsible and, you know, they're not asking us for, you know, they're walking in responsibility. And again, we're very, I was hearing you talk about your dad say that he was very proud of you. We do try to encourage, we could do some more of that for sure.
Yeah, that's what, there was really, you know, it's a lingering memory from many years. So when I think about that, it's an important one. That kind of encouragement. Thank you, Maria, as you gave a really important perspective. Because I don't think you can be praying for your young people, in this case, they're in their 30s, every day, and not have an impact on how you're going to interact with them when it comes to whatever's going on in their life. It's preparing your heart and then asking God through His Holy Spirit to minister into the life of those young people as well. All right, we'll be right back. Got some more calls and more on this topic of parenting. If you want to use that term, your adult sons and daughters. We'll be right back.
Intentionally, I try to never go a day without being in God's Word and meditating on it and aligning my thoughts to His way of thinking. I would like to encourage those who are suffering right now, don't quit, don't give up.
Your monthly support of Intentional Living keeps Dr. Carlson and the team on the air, helping people live a life that pleases Christ. Intentional Living is supported by you and others just like you. So become a member right now at theintentionallife.com. Call 888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you will. There's lots of really neat stuff there at the website for you. Articles and blogs. We got a great team behind the scenes that take material that we teach and they make sense of it and put it into some great articles and blogs and so on. I'm working on a new podcast. I've been trying to get going here for a while. And it's going to be, I'll tell you what we're going to do with this podcast. I really have one goal, and that is to say, hey, here's the issue, here's the challenge, whatever we're facing, what is God's intention for this in a really practical way? And hear the stories of people. It's just going to be something, I think it'll be very practical on the issues that we all face in our humanity and as followers of Christ. And that'll be coming up. We're hoping to get that launched here in a while. So pray for me as I work on that. Something new to do. Stephen, something new for you to work on there behind the scenes too. All right, adult children, that's what we're talking about today. You can leave your comment at 888-888-1717 is the number. And Alex, apparently you're the adult child. So tell us a little bit about what all this means to you. How have you been, I guess, intentional in your relationships?
So I'm 23, and when I was 17, I lost my father to suicide.
Sorry.
I grew in ways that I would not have known how to grow without it, and I've learned to look into those positives more than the negatives, and in that way, it's been such a blessing for me. And through my struggles, my parents kind of stayed out of it. My mom and my stepdad didn't know how to handle it, and I didn't feel like I had anybody to talk to because she was going through that loss. Yeah. And my stepdad didn't feel like it was his place to speak about it because he's not my father.
Do you wish he had?
Yeah, that's part of my point, is that I think the most important thing is, I feel like the healthiest thing is to have a good balance of both. Don't be too heavy on trying to give your opinions about the things that your child is going through, but also don't make them feel like they're alone in it either.
Yeah, which I think is this would be true of all relationships. When we're going through something, we appreciate having people say, I'm thinking of you, I'm praying for you, if I can help. But leaving that door open, you know, that the fact that I'm here, that we feel comfortable enough when we're ready to talk that we will talk.
Right.
Yeah. So have you guys been able to, over time, is this something you've been able to talk about with your mom and your stepdad?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it has been so amazing that I've been able to open up and tell them that is how I felt and that's why it was such a hard time for me. Mm. And they are so supportive now. And it's been amazing. And it's also been something that has brought us closer together since even before it happened. And now we have this understanding that no matter what it is, and no matter how hard it is, no matter how we all feel about it, we can come to each other and speak freely and be able to tell each other how we feel.
Oh, Alex, I appreciate your sharing that story with us today. And I would say to us as parents and grandparents, when we're going through a loss, understand that your young people may be going through it as well, but responding to it in a different way. And so it's important for us as parents and grandparents to understand, as it's been said a few times on the show today, that they're all people, might be at different stages or ages in life, but we're all on this same journey. And I think that's the ultimate message that we're trying to get through here today. As we talk about this relationship that we have with adult sons and daughters.
Yes, Dr. Randy. I've been listening to your radio program for the past couple of weeks now with regard to what one lady was talking about, her 19-year-old who's wayward. I've been there. My parents stayed praying for me. They didn't assist me with what I was doing when I was disobeying what I should be. But like the Bible says, train up a child the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. You know, it took me until now. I'm 30 years old now, and I'm finally coming back to where I should be. And I'm seeing the fact that what my parents are telling me all this time is the truth. God's capable of doing anything. We just have to be able to step out of ourselves and get out of his way. and allow him to work the miracles that he wants to.
All right, I think we have time for one more before we run out of time here. And Cindy, you're going to be last in Michigan. Appreciate your call. Go right ahead. Tell us your one thing.
My one thing would be that you have to be on the same page as husband and wife, the parents.
Now, is this something you faced in your marriage?
Yes, it has. We've had my daughter and son-in-law with their baby had to move into our house because our baby granddaughter had spent 8 months at the University of Michigan Hospital.
Mm.
And so we were dealing with she was waiting for a heart transplant.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you this. God healed her heart.
Amen.
Because of them being gone so long, they lost their apartment. They came and lived with us for a year and a half until they were able to find a home. And the biggest thing with that was I didn't raise my son-in-law. And so you're dealing with different things, and it's kind of like sometimes they'll throw you for a loop. But at the same time, we all left on really good terms. We're close still. But the biggest thing was my husband and I being together.
Yeah.
And being able to share in our bedroom, you know, and talk things through and stuff like that. And then when it comes to the kids coming back to us for money, that's happened as well. We had five children, and they have all had to, and they're all married, and they've had to go through different struggles financially and stuff. And, you know,
well, so what do you do when they come back and they say, hey, Mom or Dad, I need some help? How do you decide to do or not do?
Well, sometimes we have to say no, but other times we've said yes. And you look at you have to judge each different situation.
Yeah.
Are they really doing all that they can? Because you don't want to enable them.
No, that's right. And it's easy to do. And it's a great way to close the show today. Cindy, thank you for your call. Each of you who participated today, thank you for doing so. If you missed the first part of this show, it was way back at the beginning of the month, on the 1st of May. So I'd encourage you to go find our archives online and listen to this if this is a topic you're interested in. I would ask you to continue to pray for us here as a ministry as we move into these final weeks of our fiscal year, which end in June. Thanking you for your support. We need your help. It's always at the end of the fiscal year, the big month, to help us do that coming up. And so as you're able to share, we appreciate it. Your financial support makes a difference. For our current members, thank you for your faithfulness and for continuing. You can find out more about intentional living when you call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 2 or go to theintentionallife.com. God bless you. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire team here. Have a great day. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.